today's sermon has a somewhat different character to normal. Given the gospel reading and Mary's concentration on the word of Jesus, today I want to give each of us a chance to meditate on that gospel. Now, meditation, someone once explained to me, it's not a scary word. Meditation is basically a relaxed form of concentration. Right? We meditate, for instance, when we are daydreaming, when we are thinking about something, but we're quite relaxed about it. Many cultures and religions use meditation, and there is a long history of Christian meditation down through the ages. So the issue is not necessarily meditation in itself, but what is the object of the meditation? Christian meditation has the Word of God or the presence of Jesus as the object of its meditation. So a bit of an intro. We can see the issue fairly starkly in the story of Mary and Martha. Jesus is not, as is often said, he's not pitting active spirituality against contemplative listening spirituality. Jesus is not saying Mary is good and Martha is bad, or active is bad and contemplative is good. It's quite clear in Jesus' life that he engaged in both. He often went away to a lonely place to pray and to contemplate and to spend time with his Heavenly Father. His prayer at these times was more about being with God and intimacy with the Father than about asking for things or getting things done. However, it's also very clear that Jesus was very active in his relationship with God. He worked hard, he healed people, he preached, he fed people, he went from place to place, and he was often exhausted by the sheer busyness of his active spirituality. Sound familiar? Some of us may feel like that sometimes too. No, the issue in the story of Mary and Martha is about focus. What is Mary focused on in that gospel reading? Jesus and his word, right? What is Martha focused on? She's actually focused on Mary. Yes, it says that Martha said, "Jesus, don't you care that my sister is leaving me to do all this work alone? Tell her to help me." So in Martha's mind, Mary is going round and round. In Mary's mind, Jesus is the focus. So Martha is focused on her frustration with Mary. Jesus says, "You are worried and upset about many things." And that is the problem, the focus, not her activism. She could have had her mind fixed on Jesus as she went about the ministry of serving and preparing food. Hi, guys, come on in. But instead, she had her mind fixed on her sister and the anger and frustration that she was feeling. So, with all that as an introduction, today in our sermon, I want to give you a chance to engage in some Christian meditation, to focus on Jesus and his word through contemplating the story of Mary and Martha. This is about listening to the word of God and mindfully relaxing into God's presence. It's about engaging our imagination to interact with this Bible passage. Now, it's important to remember in Christian meditation that what we are imagining is actually real. When we imagine the presence of Jesus, we are living Jesus' promise, "I will be with you always." So we trust in that promise that Jesus is here now. I ask you to respect this time and those around you by participating quietly. I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation on the story of Mary and Martha. Now, I have seen from my school ministry that everyone from kids to adults is actually possible, can do this, even if it feels a bit unusual. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we begin this time of meditation, I invite you to close your eyes and make sure that you are comfortable on your chair, with your feet resting on the floor and your arms in a comfortable position, resting on your legs. Now, bring awareness to your breathing. Notice how long each breath takes. Notice the depth of each breath. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Consciously allow yourself to breathe more slowly, letting each breath last a little bit longer. Allow each breath to also be a little deeper. Inhaling more fully, exhaling more completely. As you continue to slow your breathing, bring your mental focus to your body. Let yourself focus on each part of your body where you are aware of it. Keep breathing in and out slowly and deeply. If you notice distractions or sounds or other thoughts coming to mind, let yourself simply notice them and then gently bring your attention back to your breathing. Now I'm going to read the Bible passage through slowly. As I read, let yourself imagine you are in the scene. Imagine what it looks like, the sounds of the people, the smells and sights of the house. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. You are a disciple of Jesus. You are invited into the home with him." Now imagine Jesus sees you and invites you over to sit with him. Jesus says to you, "My friend, I can see that you are anxious about many things, but I want to spend time with you. I want you to enjoy being with me. Come, sit down with me." You go and sit at his feet. Jesus says, "Tell me your cares and worries. What are you anxious about? What are you upset and worried about?" In your mind, tell Jesus your worries and anxieties. Jesus listens intently. You can feel the anxiety and busyness reducing as Jesus listens, taking your worries in his hands. Now spend some time being with Jesus. He might speak to you, listen to what he says, or he might sit in companionable silence. Absorb his presence. Enjoy being with him. If distractions, sounds, or other thoughts come to mind, let yourself simply notice them and then gently bring your attention back to being with Jesus. What does he want to say or do for you? Enjoy just being in God's presence. As we begin to come out of this time of meditation, begin once again to notice your breathing. Begin once again to notice your body as it rests in the chair. Slowly bring your attention to the noises around you and your surroundings. Still breathing in and out deeply. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes and bring your awareness back to the room around you.